games. This ain't playing games, son. This is VR. VR, man. You don't play a game. You are the game. You're experiencing. That's what the R in VR is. You are there.
VR is a way to escape the real world into something more fantastic, and it is only restricted by your imagination. The incredible thing about the technology is that you feel like you're actually present in another place, sometimes with others. People who try it say it's different from anything they've experienced in their lives, and that's why I'm here. This is We Are VR, a podcast documenting mine and many others' blind journey into the many worlds and experiences that make virtual reality. Now let's go. What is going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of We Are VR. This is episode 6. I've put out 5 other episodes of these bad boys. They're pretty short, but I just talk about games, you know, the games that I played, things I've experienced. For those of you out there who haven't tried VR yet and don't know what to buy and don't know what to do, I will tell you about the things that I've done. That's the whole point of this. So I want to let everybody know that around the end of February, I was able to acquire a Link cable and I got a sweet gaming PC. So if what you can do with the Oculus Quest is all 100% standalone. If you go to Walmart today, buy an Oculus Quest, you can put it on your face and play games. All the games that I've talked about so far, you can do that without having to buy a gaming PC. Now, my wife, her place of employment offers a computer purchase program, so I was able to get a pretty cool gaming PC out of that, and we can use it for home stuff too, which we do. And but either way, it worked with my Oculus, so I went ahead and got everything I needed and extended my VR capabilities tenfold, you know what I mean? Even more than that, 15-fold, if you will. I have limitless access to VR content. Now, not all of it is free. Some of it is, but not all of it is. But I can play games on the Oculus Rift platform. I can play games on Steam VR. And I have done a lot of this stuff. Not everything, but I've done quite a bit. And I will talk to you today about some of that stuff that I did. The first thing that I did was buy a game called Marvel's Avengers. It was $40, and I could not wait to play this game. To be a hero, to be one of your favorite heroes, you can be pretty much any of the Avengers, and you are that character. And way cool concept. I was super thrilled to be in there. I was Deadpool. I was the Hulk. Man, I was Doctor Strange. I was Iron Man. I was anybody that I wanted to be. And that's my thing, guys. I'm a huge nerd. I love superheroes. So I could not have been more happier to be buying that game. Now, the problem with that game, because I'm not talking about it anymore, I returned it. And I'll tell you why. It's clunky. And you know how I feel about clunky games. Not a huge fan. And by clunky, I mean the scaling was a little weird. And what I mean by that is, like, I played as the Hulk. And I was fighting in the city. Now, the city, it was beautiful. It was a perfectly sized city. And the problem with the game is that it recognizes your height. And that's a thing with VR. It recognizes what height you are. And the Hulk is also a large character. So when you put your height combined with the Hulk, it wants to scale the game properly against that. And that means that the characters I was fighting in this game were tiny. My fellow heroes were also tiny, but the city was the same size. So it was just weird. Like, it was very strange to be doing that kind of thing. Like, you know, throwing full-size trash cans at little midget versions of your enemies and other characters. And I was just not super thrilled with that. Now, the first time I did it, I was Deadpool, and everything was fine. I was out there. I was fighting Venom, and it was just really cool. I was online playing with people. I thought it was fun, and then it just got weird, and I didn't enjoy it, so I returned it and got my money back. It was $40 worth it, and then I took that money, and I spent time playing Arkham VR, and Arkham VR is something I had really been wanting to play, and I thought I wouldn't be able to do it on the Oculus because it was a PlayStation exclusive, but it was available, and I gave it a shot. Now, I said in, I think, episode 1 that this game is very short. I'm talking like hour and a half, maybe 2 hours tops in terms of playtime. And there's a lot you can do. If you ever wanted to become Batman, now's your shot, because you are Batman. Now, the game is a stationary play, and by that I mean it is you sit in one spot and you do whatever's going on. But it puts you in Wayne Manor. It puts you in front of Alfred. It gives you the chance to mess with Batman's stuff. Very cool. I've always wanted to be Batman since I was 2 years old. And this gave me that shot. I got to be in the Batcave. I got to throw batarangs. I got to, search for Robin. I got to do detective work. Super awesome. I definitely recommend that game. Now, I returned it reluctantly because I didn't feel like it had any replay factor, to be perfectly frank with you. It was really fun, like a little bit of an escape room style game, and you get to, do all sorts of fun detective work and whatnot, but didn't have a huge replay value. But it was fun. Definitely fun. Now, I also played, which I talked about in the first episode, the Rick and Morty game, which I was really looking forward to, and it's very fun as well. If you want to hear more about that, you can go back to my first episode of this show, and I talk a little bit more into detail about what that game is like. And then let's see, I did another game called Megaton Rainfall, which I was very excited about. It's pretty much the reason that I went ahead and got the PC, because I've always wanted to have the superhero experience, and this game was a mixture of all of those games in one shot, including that Richie's Plank experience that I talked about in my previous episode of this show. And basically, it gives you the opportunity to fly around a city. You're some omnipotent being. You have superpowers, and you have to take down giant aliens and do whatever. And you can destroy. You can literally level cities with your own hands. And I thought, wow, that would be really fun. And I enjoyed it for maybe 30 minutes, and then I was like, nah. It's really clunky, and I got rid of it, and let me think here. There's a lot I did, and there's a lot I still do on the Oculus Link platform here, but Megaton Rainfall was a disappointment, to say the least. But I have done a few other things. I bought a game called Boneworks, and it is definition of clunky. It's very weird mechanics, and I really don't understand the point of that game. I tried very hard to get into it. I know people in the VR world are very, very big on that game. Not a huge fan. The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. This was a $40 game. I purchased it, and I like it. It's a pretty fun zombie game, pretty realistic survival aspects. You have to go around, search old houses, find supplies, fight off zombies, and it's beautifully done. It's in Louisiana, New Orleans, and I really like it, despite my hatred for the series of The Walking Dead, because it literally ruined itself, imploded in on itself, but that is for a whole other podcast. This in particular was just a fun game, and there's another one coming out called The Walking Dead Onslaught. Pretty excited about that. I will definitely give those a shot. And as far as other games in the Oculus Link platform, I have done any number of free experiences that they have. There's a Christmas one that's pretty interesting. I plan to dive a little bit more into that when it's closer to Christmas time. And there's a lot of options on there. I can play pretty much anything. And then there's Steam. Now, on Steam, I've played a good number of really fun games. Half-Life Alyx is probably the standard in virtual reality in terms of experience and shooter and story, all of that stuff. It is a beautiful game. And I haven't played a lot of it because I'm saving it, because it's really fun and it's really, really crazy to be seeing what you see in that game. Like, the textures are beautifully done. The whole entire thing is great. Now, I never played any of the Half-Life games. I know this is like a 1.5 prequel. If you know what that means, there's like Half-Life 1, there's Half-Life 2, and this game lands right in between. So I'm calling it Half-Life 1.5. But that's what it's called, Half-Life Alyx. That's A-L-Y-X, Alyx. That game is really fun. And then there's a thing that I played called The Lab. And that's just like a series of different things that you can do. And it's really cool. I really enjoy that. I find myself going back to that quite a bit. I will let you guys discover that on yourself. You can probably look up stuff on YouTube about it, but it's a lot of fun. And then there is, what is that? No Man's Sky. Now, I purchased the game. I haven't dove into it. I know it's available on just regular PS4. A lot of people play it, and I've been told that it would be so cool in VR. And I did one thing in there, and I had to go to work, and then I ended up getting married. Guys, don't ever get married during a national pandemic. It's not a good time. I'm grateful that I was married, but you know, that's a whole other podcast also. But that's where I landed with that. I stopped playing those types of games. And then recently I purchased a game called Crisis Vrigade. That's Crisis VR Igade. Crisis Vrigade. I don't know how that's going to translate on the show, but it is really fun. There is a, I'm sorry, that's the sequel that I bought on Steam. It was $20. There's the first version of it's available on SideQuest, which I'll be doing an episode about soon too. And that's just, SideQuest is just a bunch of different things that you can get from other developers that haven't made it to market yet. And they're just giving their games away for free. Try them out. And, you know, play their stuff and let them know how it is, and they're always changing. It's pretty cool. But I played Crisis Vrigade 1 on there, and then Crisis Vrigade 2 came out and it looked unbelievable, and I was like, man, that's gonna be way more fun. So I got that and I just played it the other night, and it was awesome. Very, very cool experience. It's like a shooter style game. You're timed, you know, by 7 minutes I think it is, and you have to try to kill all the enemies in one shot and then get to the end. It's really cool, and you have to dodge out of the way, and it's very realistic. You have to reload your gun properly and all that stuff, but that is very cool. And I honestly think that might be all I've done in the Link aspect of things, because a lot of the games are like $20 and up. Like, I can't just keep dropping money like that, and I don't know how Steam's return policy is, so I haven't done much on there. But I did play one other game called Blade and Sorcery. Very, very popular in the VR world. So clunky, I couldn't even play it. You know, I didn't enjoy it at all. Now, maybe that's because I moved to a new house and my internet might be goofy, but it is what it is. I returned it, and I was able to get my money back. That was not on Steam. I'm sorry. That was on the Oculus for the computer. But anyway, my next episode, I'm going to be talking about different experiences you can do that aren't games, and different social platforms that you can be on that also aren't games, that you can just walk around and do cool stuff in VR. But until next time, we'll see you later.